Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A group of Boston musicians visit Hollywood this weekend for what might be their biggest performance. The Alloy Orchestra writes silent film scores and performs them at screenings of old masterpieces. They started 20 years ago with an original score for Metropolis, a 1927 sci-fi classic considered one of the most important films of the silent era, about the futuristic city of Metropolis, complete with enormous buildings and robots. A newly restored print featuring long-lost footage makes its U.S. premiere Sunday at the Turner Classic Movie Festival. And guess who will be there providing the music? WBUR's Andrea Shea has been following the Alloy as it prepared this command performance.
Here's where the robot comes in.
Members of the Alloy Orchestra know that iconic female robot better than almost anyone. The band has played its score for the German sci-fi classic at somewhere around 500 screenings of the film. Now they're writing additional material to go with 25 minutes of footage that hasn't been seen since the dystopic film premiered in 1927.
Metropolis has been the holy grail for silent film people forever. You know, it's been essentially a lost masterpiece.
Ken Winokur is Alloy's percussionist and director. He says the discovery of missing footage in Argentina was big news.
We've had it in forms you could watch that are entertaining, but never one that you felt like this is the whole thing. So to have this film, which is certainly the most popular silent film, back together in its entirety is making people go nuts.
The band begins by watching the new print on DVD. They're looking for new scenes.
So this is an example of the new footage, and as you can see, it doesn't have the sharpness and clarity, and it's very scratched up.
Then percussionist Terry Donahue suggests reworking music for an old scene.
So instead of chugging along in the march like we had been doing, the mood changes. You know, now we're dark and underground. Mm-hmm. So instead of a dun 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 dun, more like a da 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 da. But
I wouldn't want to lose the propulsion of the scene, though. I mean, it's
yeah,
nice
but
when
but
it
what happens is,
end.
Roll it back, and I'll show you what I mean. And what,
I mean, I prefer it the other way that we've had it, personally.
In the end, the proposed changes get shot down, but it doesn't faze the musicians. They have a deadline. They wouldn't have that deadline if it wasn't for Bill Pence. He's a professor of film at Dartmouth College and former director of the Telluride Film Festival. Pence lobbied for the Alloy Orchestra to get the gig at the Turner Classic Movie Festival in L.A.
Somehow the flavor of the Alloy is bringing an art form that reached its peak in the late 1920s and bringing it into the 21st century.
The Alloy plays, well, they play a lot of junk, made of metal, old truck springs, plumbing pipes, and bedpans, which explains their name. Pence says their unconventional approach helped make silent films popular again in the 90s. But some purists prefer to see Metropolis with its original score from 1927. This is it from the 2002 DVD re-release of the film. The TCM Festival could have chosen this piece, according to Donald Krim. He heads Kino International, Metropolis's American distribution company.
The people running the show at Turner love the Alloy Orchestra, and that's all they wanted.
But the people handling the restoration in Germany wanted the original score for the premiere there and insisted it be included with the upcoming DVD of The Complete Metropolis. The Alloy Orchestra hopes Krim will agree to add their score as a special feature.
We're considering that.
Back in the studio, with weeks to go until the big night, the Alloy musicians gather after writing a new theme for a more fleshed-out character in the new print, a spy known as the Thin Man.
We call him Lurch. He's super tall and he's this rigid, expressionless guy. He's very creepy. he's the best new thing in the new version of the film.
And while they've written most everything, keyboard player Roger Miller says there's plenty more to tackle.
Really, the moment of truth is when you can play it from start to finish and you're happy with everything. Hopefully that comes about 2 days before the performance and not 2 days after the performance.
Right before leaving for California and the new Metropolis premiere at Grauman's Chinese Theater, each musician gives his final word on this weekend's premiere of the most famous, most expensive, probably most beloved silent film ever made.
It all adds up to be having a little more warmth than usual.
It's an historic event.
It is.
And we've always found a way of pulling off a good and entertaining show. So we're really prepared this time. We're ready to go, and we don't care what happens out there. We're going to knock them dead.
Because the show must go on.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.